Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Zach Moore. He's a student and purple belt at 10th Planet Austin under Curtis Hembroff, a first-degree 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu black belt under Eddie Bravo. His latest book, titled Mastering the Metal, The Story of James Watson and Eddie Bravo, comes out March 28th, but can be pre-ordered in physical, digital, and audiobook form from Amazon.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Zach. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, man. So tell us a little bit about you. You got kind of a cool story here. What do you do? You write books? You sing? What's your passion here?
I'm a writer. This will be my second book. My first one was self-published, but thanks to the subject matter and the person I'm doing the book with, Eddie Bravo, it's the kind of book that people are interested in. So found a publisher for that and just got completed with it, coming out in a couple weeks, and read the audiobook, everything like that, and just really excited for the world to see it because Eddie is such an incredible jiu-jitsu practitioner and a coach. And a lot of that comes from his background as a producer of music from the time he was a kid. So it's going to be great for your audience to kind of hear that kind of story.
Okay, cool. So what got you first interested in writing books?
When I was a kid, my dad was a publisher and my mom worked in for Pearson. They both worked for Pearson. And so they were both in publishing. And I always had books around the house. So, you know, that was kind of something that made me unique, I guess, and just constantly reading and writing a notebook. So that's kind of what led to where I am now.
Well, that's kind of cool. Tell us a little bit about what you have going on right now for the fans. You told us a little bit about what's coming. Anything else in the next year that they should be anticipating?
Just this book and the audio book. You know, I'm a part of a big network of people with 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu. And we're constantly opening up new schools and for creatives, you know, whether it's our athletes or artists, it's a really great artist community. And to be a part of something like that with Jiu-Jitsu, has made me a better writer and made me a better artist. So, that's the most exciting thing that we could have going on down here in Austin.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I got to tell you, I'm an 80s child, and of course I saw Karate Kid, and of course when I was in college, took lessons. I took some as a kid too, but never advanced anywhere close to a black belt. And I remember, I think jiu-jitsu, I first heard about it with, I'm trying to remember, there was a martial artist that was known for jiu-jitsu, and he won the first couple MMA awards and stuff. So it was very, very interesting, man. The passion behind it, the story behind it. So it's kind of fascinating. For people that don't know anything about jiu-jitsu, tell us in a sentence or two, how would you describe it to them?
It's a sport based on leverage and based on technique that allows a potentially smaller person to beat an a bigger untrained person. So when you talk about Hoist Gracie, that's who won those first few UFCs.
Yeah.
That's what he illustrated. And that's the power of the sport and why so many people are attracted to it. There's an intellectual and a physical side to it, and people love it.
Yeah, I remember watching him, and you'd see, like you said, these huge guys, and before you know it, they're like tapping out. You're like, wait, what the hell just happened? It was it was really cool.
Yeah, you don't really understand it fully until you've engaged with it a little bit. And you know, I'm 7 years in now, and so I'm at the point where I can actually put the stuff that's happening into words, which is a new level of understanding for me. But yeah, if you don't know what's going on, you're like, what just happened there? And to see it 30 years ago now with the first UFC, you know, the sport has evolved so much since then. So it's even crazier than it was then.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what you hope to accomplish with your book here.
My biggest hope is for people to understand Eddie. Eddie's an eccentric person, and you know, he seems crazy to people. He's out there with some of the things that he says in people's eyes, and I want people to see the brilliance behind what he's created with his jiu-jitsu, the way that music impacted him, the way that his best friend James, his musical partner, impacted him on his journey, and to really just see everything that this community has created as well. And the source of it all is Eddie's love of the music and his ability to produce it. And then that made him the kind of person who could organize jiu-jitsu into a digestible way and then send it out to over 150 schools now.
How often do you try to write?
When I got a project, it's every day. It's late night. But for me, in terms of when it's an everyday thing, really. I mean, I'm always taking notes on my phone. I don't really have any direction right now because I don't know what's next. But man, it's just something that I can't live without. As I'm sure that, you know, you understand as well as an artist, is it's just something that you have to do. And for me, it's whether it's a little bit right now or if it's a lot, I love the whole process and all of it.
That's pretty cool. Is there any kind of importance to connections that you make?
How so?
Just in general, do you think they're important?
Oh, you mean like personal connections?
Yeah, in the field.
Oh, for sure. One of the things about jiu-jitsu is it's one of the most interconnected sports you could have because you trust people to not break your legs or break your arms on a daily basis. So the level of connect that we have in the physical real world has been such an incredible blessing to have as the world goes more and more online and people may work from home or whatever job you may have. For me, a writer, it's a lot of time alone. So the ability to connect with people through jiu-jitsu and what Eddie's created has been a life-saving thing for me and for many others.
Yeah, well said. Was there ever a time that you wanted to quit?
Jiu-jitsu or writing? Neither. neither of them. To have the project I have now and to have the opportunities that will come from producing something that people will find value in and worth in, you know, it makes the years of, you know, really wondering how I'm ever going to make an impact with it. It makes those years worth it. And those are the years that every band talks about, you know, the first few albums, those are the old glory days for some people. I'm hoping that I'm able to maintain that connection to the people around me and the places around me and the general vibe that and the understanding of how people feel and what people believe. That's the biggest thing for me as I move forward is to continue to engage with my jiu-jitsu community so I can continue to be the writer that I am today and understand and kind of speak out some things that people believe for themselves. So that when you write something, it can be something that people connect with in that deep way that art connects with people, whether it's music or writing.
What's a typical day like for you?
Today would be a typical day. I woke up around 7. I lifted. I worked at 10th Planet Austin. That's where my job is. I work at the front desk there. And then I'm about to roll over. I'm rolling being jiu-jitsu. I'm going to go to class. And then I'm going to roll for about 30 minutes after at 10th Planet Oak Hill. And then I go home, see my family. And if I am writing any sort of project, that's something that comes after the kids are in bed.
Okay. So you have a day job and you have a family, and how do you juggle all this stuff?
I like it. I mean, I love it, you know, so I'm blessed to be able to work at the gym and the amount of training that I get in through that. But when I have a really big writing project, I'll taper off some of the hours at the gym. Like last summer, I took a little bit more time off, worked less hours. But, you know, that's part of the thing that helps me connect and be able to write and be able to speak something that connects with people is constantly being around people. I know so many people, and it's a really big blessing. I feel like I'm kind of a journalist in my writing in that I'm able to know what so many people kind of are feeling.
Yeah, definitely. So in like a minute, we're going to hear this song. Tell us a little bit about it. What should people take from it?
So this was made, this song, Tonight It Ends, is by one of Eddie's bands. It's a band called Smoke Serpent. And Smoke Serpent is one of his most recent, there's a long journey along the way, but it's the band and the song where Eddie feels like he mastered the metal. And so it's a journey he started with James, and this Smoke Serpent song, Tonight It Ends, is really what he feels is the pinnacle of his artistic expression in music.
Pretty cool. I'll tell you what, let's take a listen and we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Cool.
All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
One bioorganic cognitive cog in a system of infinitesimalism consumed by the simplest shit. Loom in the dark, Lucifer's aloofness and heart. My tongue will suffice, afflicted by the will to survive. For every cruelty inflicted, redirection and flight. Retribution retrofitted for more than physical fights. The fusion of life, experience, and fiscal insight. The future is bright, fuck yeah, I'm casting the light. Producing a score, starring like I need an encore. Navigating the waves till I arrive on the shore. Step over the graves, peaceful, knowing no one is saved. Pero listo, no me rindo. Know what I'm saying? My upbringing on the East Coast, foster the beast mode. Never forget to represent for my people. Show some respect, this main speaker is keynote. Plus he's been puffing on that OG weed smoke. Swing low, sweet chariot till we croak. It's G-code, homie, only thorough amigo. V5-0 from, fuck you and then some. Giant aspirations, got you playing the victim. Bliss comes and goes when the passion is low. Sorrow is sweet sedative, price right medicine. Evident in the way that you pine for attention. Get rid of the chip on your shoulder, playtime's over. Tonight. With the new and the sound cliche. Careful with the words that you use when you're turning a new leaf. Finding a new scene, you're running for shadow figures and haunt you in your dreams. Oh, it's time to start a new chapter. This life's a mystery, happily ever after. Mixed with tragedy, trying to avoid disaster. And you can cover it up with a little laughter. And I guess we're trying to do our best. Move some trees for that stress. Only know what you got on deck, yeah. I'm moving on to the next, cause the show don't stop. Only someone cutting them checks, now let's go. And I know you hear me, can you see me? Is this really true life? If you're a fan and you can feel me, yeah. I'm saying this is the job, I've been doing this for a minute. We rise and we fall when we answer the bell. Five rounds of going through hell, should've finished them in the first. Get that payout for real, so get the bucks up. Hands up, now let's get it. Cause everything's a battle of wealth, so don't let it hold you down, take the crown and get with it. Fat butt, pretty face, somebody hit it, cause the world's mine. I'ma shine, there's no limit, get ready. I'm headed to the top of this game with it. Killing the game, spitting, it's freestyles and written. Cook it up in the kitchen, giving something I've left it. Something that you can bump in your whip when you're trying to kick it. Something more than some bullshit raps, the radio spin it up. Tonight it is. I'm jumping right here.
Cool, man. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you for having me on and getting the opportunity to share some of Eddie's music. It's the thing he's most passionate about, despite the many things that he's passionate about.
Yeah, I can certainly relate to that. What do you think, if you had one color from a box of crayons that could best describe you, what color would it be and why?
Red, because I'm always redlining. I'm always trying to do as much as I can. My nickname is Go Hard, so red. I'm redlining. I'm going as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Yeah, that's cool. What do you have as your ideal superpower?
Jiu-jitsu is my ideal superpower. Hopefully I get good enough at it for it to be a superpower against everyone. But, you know, that's one thing that someone like John Jacques, Eddie's coach would describe jiu-jitsu as a superpower. So the ability to put people in places they don't understand and avoid getting punched in the face or being able to defend yourself is the kind of confidence boosting superpower that I'm happy to be able to engage in. But if you want another one, Hulk smash, you know, I'd like to be that big.
Hulk smash, love it. What's your favorite 80s or 90s gem? Whatever generation you prefer.
Oh, let me think what pops up. Man, I should have come prepared for this one. One song that I'll tell you, Can't You See by the Marshall Tucker Band, that's like late 70s. That has been my jam for the last year and a half. So that's the one that comes to mind. Not 80s or 90s right now, but the first song that came to mind was that one.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. Who is your favorite person to follow on social media?
My favorite person to follow on social media. Man, Eddie Bravo, because he's... let me give you another one. My favorite person to follow on social media. DC Drano. There's a guy named DC Drano. He's keeping me informed all the time. Always keep me informed on what's happening.
Okay. So where can listeners, people that want to look at your book or buy it, where can they find information about you? Where can they purchase your books?
You can follow me on social media at ZachMoore10P. That's ZACK. And that's on Twitter or Instagram. You can find the book. You can pre-order it right now. It'll be out March 28th. It's pre-order on Amazon, and then the audiobook, the physical and the digital copy will be available wherever books are sold. Get it there.
Okay. So we've talked a little bit about your talents. Do you have any surprising hobbies or hidden talents that nobody would expect?
Surprising hobbies or hidden talents? Man, I don't have my day is full. Hidden talents. No, I can't think of any right now.
Okay. So if we're sitting here a year from now talking and celebrating what a great year it's been for you, tell us a little bit about how you would define that. What would be a great year for you?
A great year would be people finding the book to explain things to them about the world around them and themselves that really just speaks to them in the same way that great writers have spoken to me, in that when you read something, you say that's exactly like that. Someone put something into words exactly how you're feeling, and they put it in words that you couldn't have put in words yourself. So to really have that kind of artistic impact on someone to voice what they're feeling in the book. And I feel like I've had opportunities throughout that book because of the relationship between James and Eddie to talk about friendship and talk about the bond, to speak to things in a way that speaks to people. And then just hopefully it's, if it has that kind of success, then all the commercial success and everything will follow that.
I have a last question for you. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait to hear you answer. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a version of Hunter S. Thompson, some kind of version of that, but a little bit more mentally stable.
Okay. that's an interesting response, but that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Try
to have an impact. Try to have an impact like that, where people are talking about your writing, you know, 50 years from now, 40 years from now.
Well, that's, yeah, that's what we're all looking for, right? To be remembered, yeah, and to have people, right? Our time on this earth is very limited. Some of us get to live on in different ways, and we get known for different things, and we can't always predict what that's going to be, but that's the dream in a way.
Yeah, for sure. That's, you know, that's what we're seeking out as artists, is to make enough of an impact that it continues to reverberate.
Yeah. Along that line, what do you think, you talked a little bit about success in a year, but if you could have people remember you for one thing that you haven't already told us, what would it be?
Mental toughness. Just the ability to do the right things, but also mental toughness. You know, I was used to be addicted to opiates. I got over that. I got through that. You know, hopefully the way that I carry myself and the example I set will, you know, as a martial artist, as I progress in this game and become a black belt and my story is known, you know, having the ability to, you know, do the right things, be disciplined and be mentally strong.
We all have our challenges, and it sounds like you've had some, but I commend you for getting over it and continuing to get over it, right? Because it never ends. I mean, it's always, each day is a challenge.
Yeah. You've got to, you know, the one day at a time thing, you know, whether it's doing something like that, or also just putting your one foot in front of the other with whatever it is you're trying to do. It's a very important skill to have, the ability to be consistent. That's what, whether it's weightlifting or jujitsu training or whatever we're pursuing, the ability to be consistent is a lifelong skill set.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much, Zach, for being on the show tonight, man. It's very informative, and I wish you obviously nothing but the best.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, and I appreciate everyone for listening.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thank you again to everybody for listening to Zach and I. Hopefully, your own unique story gets heard around the world sometime very soon. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
Baby, I wanna give you a piece of me, of me. Just you and me, it's where I wanna be.
for you. Deep inside of you, deep inside of me, I'll give you a piece of me. Let me come on. Deep, deep inside of you, deep inside of you.
Deep inside of me.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.